Jazz history is full of what-ifs. What if Count Basie and Billie Holiday had been able to record together on a regular basis? What if Wes Montgomery had stayed with John Coltrane's group in the autumn of 1961? And what if Sam Rivers, whose career now stretches from late 1940s Boston bop to the avant-garde of today, had remained in Miles Davis's 1964 quintet instead of being replaced by Wayne Shorter? This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to unreleased recordings of Miles Davis with Sam Rivers from a 1964 tour of Japan, as well as some of Rivers' recordings later that year with members of Davis's band. It's a brief convergence, Miles Davis and Sam Rivers, tonight on Nightlights. Ever since John Coltrane's departure in 1960, Miles Davis had been searching for a tenor saxophonist and a rhythm section that could complement and inspire a new direction in his music. By 1964, the rhythm section was in place. Herbie Hancock was on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and a teenage wonder named Tony Williams on drums. Miles had gone through several tenor players, Sonny Stitt, Hank Mobley, Jimmy Heath, and George Coleman, and the one he really wanted, Wayne Shorter, was committed to Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers for the time being. In early 1964, at the urging of Tony Williams, Davis hired a musician from Boston named Sam Rivers. Most of Miles' new group was considerably younger than its 40-year-old leader, but Rivers was actually 2 years older than Miles. In the late 1940s, he had attended the Boston Conservatory of Music, and he'd also studied musical composition at Boston University. He'd gigged with mainstays on the burgeoning Boston scene, such as Gigi Grice and Jackie Byard. He'd played big band, bebop, and R&B, and when he got the call from Miles, he was serving as the musical director for bluesman T-Bone Walker. Rivers, along with future Miles drummer Tony Williams, had been a part of a progressive jazz group called the Boston Improvisational Ensemble. And it was 1964, and the winds of musical freedom, or the new thing, were blowing pretty forcefully through the jazz world. And Rivers seemed to welcome these changes, even as Miles was still attempting to absorb and incorporate them into his sound. Rivers' stay with Davis was brief, less than 6 months, and to this day a debate still continues about whether or not the brevity of his tour stemmed from musical incompatibility or if there was a more mundane reason that led to his leaving. There's only one officially released document of this group, and that's Miles in Tokyo, which was recorded on July 14th, 1964. Two other Japanese concerts were recorded that week, and strangely enough, they're not going to be included in the Miles Davis Columbia box set that covers this period of Davis's career that's coming out later this fall. So we're going to hear some music from those two concerts, beginning with a Sonny Rollins composition, Olio, recorded in Kyoto, Japan on July 15th, 1964. Miles Davis and Sam Rivers on Nightlights. Thank you. Miles Davis with Sam Rivers at Kyoto, Japan, July 15, 1964 concert, performing Sonny Rollins' Olio, backed by Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums. A poster on the Organissimo Jazz Internet discussion board last week was talking about running into Sam Rivers in the summer of 1974 in the East Village in New York City and mentioning to him that he had just gotten a copy of this concert and Sam Rivers had never heard it before. And he went over to this person's house with his wife and listened to it and evidently was especially pleased by that particular track, Olio. And I think you can hear some of the dynamic chemistry that really existed between him and Tony Williams on that track, Williams, who had been the advocate for bringing Rivers into the group, and he and Sam Rivers would record together later that year on a Blue Note album called Lifetime. Well, much of Miles Davis's repertoire in 1964 had been in place since the 1950s. If I Were a Bell, All of You, My Funny Valentine, these were all songs he'd been playing for some time. Here's another number from that repertoire, again from the July 15th Kyoto concert with Sam Rivers on tenor saxophone. This is Stella by Starlight on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Miles Davis with Sam Rivers in Kyoto, Japan, July 15, 1964, performing Stella by Starlight, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums, Herbie Hancock on piano. Well, by the early 1960s, Miles Davis was opening up a little more to the new thing, as it was called in jazz, but he still had a lot of misgivings about it. And he had said in a downbeat blindfold test when they played a Cecil Taylor track for him, "Take it off. That's some sad stuff, man. In the first place, I hear some Charlie Parker cliches. They don't even fit. Is that what the critics are digging? They need to go have some more coffee." Just to take something like that and say it's great because there ain't nothing to listen to, that's like going out and getting a prostitute. So it took Miles Davis a while to come around to really accepting and incorporating some of the changes that were going on in jazz in the late 1950s. And early 1960s. And yet it's really too easy to say simply that Miles Davis was still playing in a more conservative or inside way and that Sam Rivers was too outside. The answer may simply be that Miles just wanted somebody to hold the tenor chair until Wayne Shorter was done with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Sam Rivers himself has told conflicting stories. In 1975, he said, "Miles was still doing things that were pretty straight. I was there, but I was somewhere else too. I guess it sounds funny, but I was already ahead of that. I kept stretching out and playing really long solos, and that's probably why it didn't last. We recorded an album in Japan, and then we got back to New York. Miles got Wayne Shorter." But then in 1997, Sam Rivers says, "The thing is, there's always been this story out how much advanced I was, that Miles wasn't happy with my style. It wasn't that at all. Miles was right there with it. He understood and he could hear what I was doing. It wasn't a problem at all. The thing was that he had already been committed to Wayne Shorter." So there you go, two different stories told by the man who's at the center of the question himself, Sam Rivers. And one does wonder what a long-running Davis mid-1960s quintet with Sam Rivers instead of Wayne Shorter might have sounded like. These unreleased concerts from the 1964 Japan tour, along with the LP Miles in Tokyo, give us our only clues. Here's Miles Davis and Sam Rivers from a July 12, 1964 unreleased performance in Tokyo with another standard frequently heard in the Davis setlist, Autumn Leaves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miles Davis was Sam Rivers, Tokyo, July 12, 1964, performing Autumn Leaves, backed up by Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums. Now, Sam Rivers has said there was supposed to be a transfer between Miles Davis and Art Blakey in late 1964, with Wayne Shorter joining Miles and Rivers joining the Jazz Messengers. Well, Shorter did indeed join Miles, where he'd play and compose for the next 6 years, being a major figure in one of Miles' most intense and transformative periods of recording. Rivers, however, ended up playing with pianist Andrew Hill, another figure who straddled the worlds of hard bop and free jazz in the mid-1960s, out of which he created his own unique musical vision. Hill recorded for Blue Note, and by the end of 1964, Rivers would be on Blue Note 2, where at the age of 41, he recorded his debut as a leader with a group that included fellow Bostonian Jackie Byard on piano and two members of the Miles Davis Quintet, Ron Carter on bass and Tony Williams on drums. Here's the title track from Sam Rivers' Fuchsia Swing Song.
Thank you.
Sam Rivers performing his composition Luminous Monoloth, recorded in December of 1964 for the Blue Note album Fuchsia Swing Song. We also heard another Rivers composition, the title track from that album. Rivers on tenor saxophone, backed by Jackie Byard on piano, and Ron Carter on bass and Tony Williams on drums. Sam Rivers went on to become an integral part of New York City's 1970s loft jazz scene, running a place called Studio Riff Bia with his wife Beatrice. He's still active today at the age of 80. In fact, several years ago, a large ensemble CD of his music was nominated for a Grammy. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Sam Rivers. He's a tall, gaunt, very noble-looking person who just emanates spiritual integrity. And imagining him at the Grammys is akin to spotting a musical holy man strolling through the Temple of Babylon, or something like that. Here's more Sam Rivers from his 1965 Blue Note album, Fuchsia Swing Song. This is Downstairs Blues Upstairs. That's Beatrice by Sam Rivers, named for his wife, from his Blue Note album Fuchsia Swing Song. We also heard his composition Downstairs Blues Upstairs, backed on both those tracks by Jackie Byard on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights this evening, and special thanks to members of the Organissimo Jazz Internet Discussion Board for their thoughts and reflections concerning Sam Rivers' tenure with Miles Davis. We'll be back next Saturday night at 11:10 with Blowin' In from Chicago, a program devoted to some past and present musicians from the Windy City. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and from Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by John Shelton and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson listening, wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.